hope something's going to come out of my mouth today because I feel quiet. So maybe there'll be some quiet, which might not be a bad thing, right? Anyway, it's so nice to see all of you. Thank you for coming. Yeah, be comfortable. I don't think anybody's new. Not sure, but just allowing your eyes to close. Frances Lucille, my teacher, once said the highest ritual is sharing silence together. Just in case I don't say anything today, just know that we are partaking in the highest ritual. I'm sure I will say something. But in between, we're just doing that. Doing nothing. Sharing the closest thing to the object that most symbolizes our deep nature, which is silence, which, you know, it's barely an object, right? But we do have a word for it. So let's share silence and this silence is not an awkward silence. It's comfortable embracing. Holding. And everything that arises in it ultimately goes back to it. You can let everything go into this open silence. Anything that is felt, thought, heard, smelt, tasted, seen, touched, moment by moment. Is returned to the silence. And everything comes out of the silence. And everything is cradled in the silence while it's here. The silence is there for the womb, the cradle, and the grave. And those three words point to one seamless field. Don't think about any of this, just abiding together. If something sticks, if there's a feeling, a resistance, a thought that sticks, first of all, allow it fully. Let it surface fully. And then gently remove the label, meaning don't let it refer to you, the person, to your past, to your future, to your condition, to your circumstance, but rather see that it's directly referring to the silence, to the openness. It's more simple that way, makes it easier. And if it's not quite working, imagine or think of this womb, this silence, this field as the mother. The mother's embrace. And then every experience, however problematic, you don't have to sort it out. You just feel that it's already in Mama's embrace. So there's no need to turn towards the past to understand the cause and how it came to be, and there's no need to wonder too much about what will be. It's not even that there's no need, it's that the need doesn't arise, because when you're in the mother's arms, where else would you want to be? Especially as you merge. To begin with, I am that difficult bundle of feelings resting in the mother's arms. Takes a bit of time to rest. To surrender. To feel mother's love. It's not a head thing, it's a heart thing, or body thing. It's a deep instinct, so you don't have to manufacture it with a thought. It's right here, right at the core of you. If it's not available because it hurts or because it's contracted, because there's a sense of being a fragment, a separation, then the correct attitude, I think, is simply to turn towards this invisible mother. And in fact, I think that's what brings us to these gatherings. A deep longing or a deep intuition that there's a place that is unconditionally okay, natural, embracing. Creative, allowing of the cycle of life and death. So don't worry if you're not, you know, completely feeling this oneness of the embrace and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Bring to her or to it, whatever's here. Bury your head in her invisible lap, if that's what's right. Or if it's more ethereal, if it's more transparent, feel that you just dissolve into her. And that her vibration permeates you, and it's an alchemy. An alchemy of love. That has a power over the density, the difficulty, the heartbreak. The grief. It's as if at some point the suffering we may feel in our flesh recognizes the love that surrounds it. Whereas before it couldn't feel that love, now it can. And therefore the surrendering is easier, is more natural. So really feel the suffering of this body of yours. If it's suffering, it was suffering meaning, you know, any, there's so many meanings to that word. It could be just a physical pain or a contraction, or it could be a deep feeling, deep emotion. Or it could be all of the above. And it can be located in very particular places. So really feel your body and honor the places in the flesh that seem to suffer. Let them really unfold what they're holding. It's an offering. It's a flowering of the body. Because something about this allowing of suffering is a blossoming. I don't know why exactly, but I feel it, and hopefully I don't know, maybe it resonates. Feel also your breath and make your breath the ambassador between the loving field all around and the body. So the breath sort of carries goodness into the body, into the places that need it. Like a nurse on the battlefield, bringing relief. That's the in-breath, and the out-breath is another movement of healing. I don't think I need to name it. It speaks for itself. Breathing in. Breathing out. See if you can make the breath very smooth and even. And also bring a quality of effortlessness. If you know Ujjayi breath, a light filter in the throat that makes the breath audible, to very beautiful, audible, even sound. Long inhale, pause. Long exhale. With the exhale, let the density, the feeling of weight, let it flow down into the earth. Your pelvis, your legs, the earth itself losing its density. It's just a thought that the earth is hard. In your experience right now, there is no hard. Nothing's hard in your experience right now. Everything alive . Make sure your shoulders can drop and just naturally feel the spine elongating by pushing a little bit to the top of the head towards the ceiling, as if to caress the ceiling with the crown, out of friendship. Feel the friendship between the body and its environment. Push a little bit more with the top of the head without being mechanical about it. At the same time, feel your arms from the shoulders down through the palms of the hands just dropping. Two lines of energy dropping. And also your legs hanging down into the earth, standing 10 feet below. Soles of your feet standing in the basement. Long body. Shake your legs in the basement. Just try. And then don't push the top of the head. Just let the spine be free floating. The body free floating like a cloud. Mother's embrace, blowing on the cloud, playing with the cloud. Fuzzy borders. And then just let the spine collapse very gently. Round the spine, round the middle back, lower back, middle back, upper back. Make sure you have space in front of the body, and if you're on the floor, gently extend your legs forward. Very slow, very lazy. If you're sitting on a chair, you can adapt or you can come down to the floor. Your hands are resting wherever they like, maybe on either side of your pelvis. Your torso is still rounded, your legs resting against the floor. Then open your right leg a little bit towards the right. And very lazily fold your left leg again so that your left foot is against your right thigh. It's just gentle movement. There's no, you don't have to do it perfectly, but just more like an exploration. And now the spine elongates again. Rise the spine effortlessly, torso embracing the space in front. And the torso turns towards the left side slowly. Hands on your left Knee, one on top of the other, shoulders drop. Your right leg, feel the contact, texture, temperature of the ground. Right leg opening like a fan into the earth. And now the torso towards the right side like a ghost. Don't do it, feel it, taste it. Give it to mama. And your hands on either side of your right thigh. Texture of the rug, of the floor, fingertips. Body, hello. Don't see your body in your memory. Just feel the sensation moment by moment. Allowing it to flow out into the openness. Slowly, slowly, there's a big cushion of air in front of the torso, and you rest the torso on the cushion of air. Let the spine remain elongated, so don't round the spine, and let the cushion of air slowly deflate, just a little bit. And then pause the deflation, that the cushion of air stops deflating, just resting here, feel the posture. Ask the posture, are you comfortable? How would you like to be? Ask your head, ask your shoulders, ask your hands, your breath. And then the deflation of the cushion continues a little bit and a little bit more, a little bit more. There's no pushing. Don't live in the body. Let this body radiate in you. Yes. And now the spine, if it wants, can round on the cushion. Long inhale, long exhale. Notice the habit of mechanizing the body, like making it a thing that has to perform that's not nice. Poor body. Bring your right arm gently in front of your right knee, so your whole forearm is resting on the floor, if that's comfortable, and then open the torso towards the center, reach your hand towards your left hip. All of this happens like a flow, and then the left arm floating up without any weight. It's all moving in fluidity and water and current of something warm. Long fingers making friends with the ceiling. Welcome the layers, whatever they may be, and offer them to the space all around. Yes, feel the whole posture, really allow it to express itself. Empty it of whatever is not necessary. No reason. And then slowly it comes back, the torso, first of all, turning towards the right leg again, resting on the cushion of air and weight, the cushion of air inflating. Nobody needs to do anything. The torso is carried back up towards the vertical. Slow. Reaching that place of stillness, torso back to the center. Am I living inside a limited body bag? Or can I give myself over to the openness? And allow this body to relax too. Slowly the left leg opens, extends towards the left. Round the spine. Feel the earth under your legs, under your pelvis. Under your hands, temperature, texture. No pushing, no fighting the earth. There's no border really between my body and the earth. Let yourself feel that. We're so intimately connected as creation. Slowly the right leg folding, right foot to the left thigh. Torso rises, spine elongates slowly. Don't push, it's more like a licking of your whole torso with the space in front. It doesn't have to be perfect. If we were to look at our bodies visually, some of us may not have a perfectly straight spine. Some of us may, it doesn't matter. It's the inner feeling of emptying the body, opening the body. It's, if we transpose that spiritually, it's emptying the ego, purifying the ego to receive spirit. Slowly the torso turning towards the right. Hands, knees, earth, shoulders, face. Opening, emptying, surrendering, hips. Welcome the layers of difficulty because they are bound to surface right now. Say yes. The torso like it goes towards the left side. Catch the suffering in your net. Kiss it. Offer it to the space. Whatever you do, don't resist the suffering. Don't resist the resistance. That would be locking up the suffering in a box. Now feel the cushion of air in front of the torso. Rest the torso on the cushion of air and it's deflating slowly. No pushing. Or if you see yourself pushing, or catch yourself pushing, really micro observe it, this habit of doing. Pausing the deflating of the cushion. Not doing anything. The purifying is the letting go of doing. And now the deflating continues. Let it go, let the torso, the shoulders, the head rounding. The breath, the hips, and then the left forearm sliding in front of the knee, the right hand to the right hip. The torso opening like a book, the arm floating up to the ceiling, the right arm, the breath. Feel the space beyond the body is friendly, is alive, it's not dead. And therefore the body can intimately connect with the space, become one with it. Long fingers, touch the ceiling, empty that right shoulder. Yes, everything comes back now, the right arm floating back down, the torso turning again to face the leg, and then resting on the cushion of air that is slowly, slowly inflating. Basically, we are so very lazy when we are in the shrine. We are not into efforting at all, and yet we are into Reconnecting with a body that is empty, aligned. Torso turns back towards the center. We're not into a body that's collapsed, because it's not the true body. Now slowly folding, if you're sitting on the ground and it's comfortable, let your left leg, foot come back to cross-legged position. And if you've had shifted something and needs to be readjusted, feel free. And then perfect stillness again. Nothing to achieve, nowhere to go, no reason to do this in particular. Or maybe we could say, as a teacher called Eric Barre says, for the joy of doing nothing, we do this. The doing is the celebrating of doing nothing. Feel the breath like a wave. With the in-breath, the wave ascends from the pubic bone to the head. Exhale, the wave descends, head down to the pubic bone, to the pelvis. There's a pause at the bottom of the exhale, and the next in-breath rises fresh. Pause at the top, filling the space all around. And the exhale, no pushing, just intimately following this wave like a surfer. Ujjayi breath for those who know it. Smooth, even. Don't have an image of where the breath is located and who's doing the breathing. Just a wave of breath. Filling the space, in fact, let this in-breath Feel the space in front of the torso, between the torso and the wall. Once you see it, you let go of the visual image, you feel it, more like a sensation, in breath, filling the space. Out breath, emptying the space. Now feel that you're filling the space behind the body, behind the back, between the back body and the wall behind, with the in-breath filling from the floor to the ceiling. It's like a prayer. It's like a prayer to this mother, invisible mother. Now the prayer is directed in the back space. If you can feel it rather than see it. Undefended feeling, open, porous, safe. Now very gently, effortlessly, it's on the left side. The breath is filling the space. In breath, the wave of breath filling the space from floor to ceiling on the left side. The pause. Emptying, sweeping, purifying, sanctifying the space to the left with the breath. Don't be in any rush. This is sacred, timeless activity. Like when you sage a physical space, now we're saging our spiritual inner space with the breath. And now the right side. Feel that we're doing this in unison. There's just something beautiful about that. sort of sacred choreography of breath. And now the breath just filling inner and outer space, the wave. Let the breath be natural, don't manipulate the breath anymore. Surrender the body more and more and more and more and more and more. Feel your face, surrender your face, your eyes, your forehead, whatever's held there, the tension, let it bubble up. Let the mother pluck the tension out of your face. And she, what is, does she do with that? She, maybe she eats it, licks it, sucks on it. Feel the cheekbones, the tension in the cheekbones, combed away. Feel your lips. Let them expand and touch the openness all around. Relax the lips. Let them expand. Feel inside the mouth, your teeth. Pulsation of the teeth, your gum, your palate, your tongue. Feel your whole face, your chin, your ears. As if, because it felt the warm embrace, the friendly embrace of the openness all around your face could come to life. And you let it. And the breath is being the ambassador between the peace of the surrounding openness and the cacophony of sensations of the face. Feel the breath just going wherever it's necessary. I don't live behind the face. I don't live inside a body that is limited. I seem to, and I feel that I do, but in actual experience, I don't. Let yourself feel that right now. Let us feel that. The body lives in us. Us being our this shared something or other, don't know what to call it. Now we're going to do Kapalabhati, which I imagine most of us know. Quick explanation. The out breath is active, the in breath is passive. If I Do it with my mouth open. It sounds like this. Ha, 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 ha. On the exhale, the belly comes in. There's a slight contraction of the belly. It's natural. You don't have to manufacture it. And we do it with mouth closed. The main requirement would be to not accumulate tension. So if you do accumulate tension, you stop and you take a breath. A nice long inhale, long exhale, let the breath come back to natural, and then you can start again. And we're just going to do one round, quite a long round. So I really encourage you to stop at any time. You relax, relax any tension, breathe in, breathe out, and then rejoin. I'm just pausing to see if there's anything else I need to say. Yeah, it's really, really relaxed. Don't feel you have to do it perfectly. It's an exploration. So when we're ready, take a shallow in-breath and off we go. Long inhale. Long exhale. Don't do anything. you get lost in thoughts or in resistance, don't worry. At some point, you turn back again towards the altar, the invisible altar. And in fact, you don't even turn back, you're gathered back, so not to worry. But as soon as you realize, you know, then you cooperate somehow. I don't know. We don't do anything, but yet we do. It's a paradox. Let's try one more breath, which is Bastrika, which is the bellows breath. In this case, it's also quick and swift and light, and both the inhale and the exhale are active. So if I was to do it with my mouth open, it would be like. So we do it, but with our mouth closed. And again, let it be an exploration. It's playful. And if you get tight, you just immediately stop, relax, take a few breaths, and you start again. And you can do it at a slower rhythm than I do. If it's too quick, you can do one breath or one in out for two of mine. But actually with the bellows breath, it's easier to go quickly. See how it goes. So when we're ready, after a shallow in breath. Long exhale. Don't do anything. Give yourself over to the vibration. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. It's a bit early to end, but it just feels right to end. But I do want to say, if anybody has a question about, well, I don't want to get into sort of a conversation, but more concerning the breath or anything we did on that level, do feel free to ask.
I do have a question.
Go for it.
I'm sorry, my dog.
That's fine. Don't worry about your doggy.
I understand that we were exploring the breathing, just like we were exploring everything else today and always in that space of curiosity and investigation. But I was wondering whether there's any other purpose when it comes to these breathing exercises that are more intense.
Yes, there are lots. You know what? There are definitely purposes, more relative purposes, which I'm not very good at knowing what they are, because I have studied pranayama and I forget that stuff because it doesn't really interest me. But with Kapalabhati, it's a purifying breath. So energetically, you know, I'm not going to get into it, Pavita, right?
Pavi.
But I would encourage you to first of all, if you're interested, you can go. They're very good books, and I can send you some references. But also to really observe the effects of the breaths.
Yeah,
It's better to go that way than to read too much and then try to impose the effect or to.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if there was a one or two sentence like that really about them that really resonated for you. Otherwise, I'm more about if you're suggesting these breath works and just exploring and just.
They're really about debunking the habit of feeling that I'm a separate breather.
Okay.
So in that would be the spiritual purpose of pranayama is to purify the breathing of the feeling of separation. But then they're more that feeling or habit of separation is from I'm having a hard time, but it's on a spectrum from the most gross, like I'm doing it, I'm breathing, to the most subtle. So the pranayamas are very multiple, diverse, some quite sort of simple, just breathing in, breathing out, up and down, and then you're observing the central channel of the breath. You're really noticing the habit of grasping, pulling the in breath, pushing the out breath. Little by little, it becomes more subtle what you discover. Then the Kapalabhati and Bhastrika, it's to do with speed, surrendering another level of control, letting go of the belly, the diaphragm becomes more flexible. There's a lot of control with the diaphragm, of the ego, the sense of me being very identified with breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a few suggestions of why the breathing.
Mm-hmm. So could I say it's like a relaxing into the movements that are occurring in the body due to the breathing, and allowing that to.
Sure, you can say that if that's your experience. You can say whatever you like, Pavi. But yes, it's definitely a liberation of the body. And sometimes during these breaths, there might be some spontaneous movement arising and create, and you just let them come. They're part of the expression of liberation of the body. But the technique is somewhat important. You want to stick to it, to the rhythm. You want it to be rhythmical, steady, relaxed, and if it becomes tense or jerky, you stop, you relax, and you start again. So it's like we're given a backbone with these breathing exercise, so that other aspects of our experience can experiment with relaxation.
Like we lean on the structure like you call it the backbone, and then there's another flow that happens from there.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can talk more about it.
Joins us.
Hello. Is she a puppy?
Yeah, she's one, but she's also at her size, like she's not gonna grow more.
Very sweet.
And whenever I come to your class, she just sits on my lap, and then I need to adjust my movements with her.
She's gonna. Thank you, Pavi. Carlo, are you wait? Yeah, go for it.
It's just that sometimes I don't seem to feel the need to breathe at all after the out breath. It just seems to be like, I don't know, 30 seconds or so of just not breathing. I just want, and it seems so relaxed and
that's nice. Right.
Okay.
Indulge as long as possible.
Okay. Right.
And at the top too, you can explore and there's a different quality at that, the pause at the bottom of the out breath and at the top of the in breath. There are different qualities. And again, it's interesting to explore. But yeah, that place at the end of the in breath is, you know, it's considered in yoga a very sacred space, in the sense of it's a Shiva place. So well done, Carlo.
My mind is at the bottom, though. It's not at the top.
No, the bottom is the Shiva.
Oh, okay. Place. Okay. Right.
So they say, you know, the place at the end of the breath dissolves, and before the rising of the new breath, it's the place of Shiva, the place of awareness.
That's nice.
Don't get any inflated thoughts, though.
No. I'm sure I will.
All right. Anybody else want to say anything? Was there, Andreas, you've been before, right? Oh, it was your first time. Okay. Welcome.
It's my first time. Yeah. Hello.
Welcome. Yeah. Hello. Okay, guys, girls, women, men, have a lovely, lovely day. Nice to see you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Christina, I want to... Oh, she's gone. Okay. Bye-bye.